USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is not a fan of House Democrats scheduling an impeachment hearing while he's abroad meeting with foreign leaders at the NATO summit in London.
The Democrats, the radical left Democrats, the do-nothing Democrats, decided when I'm going to NATO, this was set up a year ago, that when I'm going to NATO, that was the exact time.
The president speaking with reporters at the White House before heading off to London. The Supreme Court is hearing a gun rights case for the first time in a decade, but will not be making a ruling. The liberal justices and Chief Justice John Roberts indicated they don't see the point of the lawsuit now that New York City has withdrawn restrictions on transport of licensed guns. Roberts asked if there was any adverse consequences if the court declared the case moot. And three Michigan police officers who were shot during a home invasion over the weekend are expected to make a full recovery. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
FedEx says it's ready to handle the package rush that will follow Cyber Monday. A huge FedEx facility in Queens is humming with 24-hour activity a day, but come holiday season, the operation goes into overdrive. A FedEx spokesman tells NBC News what you can expect if you order something on Cyber Monday.
So Wednesday, we'll probably see all of the packages that everybody has ordered today. Black Friday will come in on Tuesday. Cyber Monday will come in on Wednesday.
Storms across the United States continue to make a mess for travelers across the country. According to FlightAware, nearly 900 flights are delayed and more than 200 have been canceled. The delays stretch from LAX to JFK and Boston Logan International Airport, where these travelers tell Fox News.
I guess a little bit frustrated just because I have final exams coming up soon.
My flight got canceled and then I took a different flight, which is going to Atlanta and then to Cleveland. So it's a bit of a detour.
The stormy weather has been a thorn in the sides of Thanksgiving travelers all week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the top movies at the box office this long Thanksgiving weekend.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, so, you know, I'm coming.
Walt Disney's Frozen 2 gobbled up the majority of the box office receipts on its way to a record-breaking Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It brought in $85 million this weekend, with a total gross of $287 million over the week. Coming in at number 2, Knives Out, starring Daniel Craig at $27 million. Number 3, Ford vs. Ferrari at $13 million. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the story of Mr. Rogers, starring Tom Hanks, coming in at $11.8 million at number 4. And, almost tying it, Queen and Slim at $11.7 million, coming in at number 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Students at a Southern California high school are back in class on Monday for the first time since a mass shooting. A 16-year-old student shot 5 classmates at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California, killing 2, then himself, about 2.5 weeks ago. Officials say school staff will be busy supporting grieving students and trying to restore as much normalcy as possible during this difficult time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.